meeting, you come here, show you these kind of things, and you can use them.
All right, well, thank you. I wanted to tell you that...
I'm very sincere. I tend to have, like Mr. Bach, the subtle, easy to play fair. See, that's the, I don't want to argue. Anyway.
Has Bach tried to...
I never argue with friends and colleagues. They can take a punch, they can be punched. Nothing wrong. I take the punch. You know, I don't have to take the punch. And, but I was born with traditional, you know, culture. In life, you meet all kinds of people, but you have to be very sincere, you have to be sociable, you have to be ready to help a few people, and that's all right.
Has Bass tried to come back?
A book without telling me.
Right.
He put me in front of the fair complete. Even in, actually, I refuse to give interview to anyone because the problem as mentioned to you.
Yeah.
So I told you not to draw it because I'm afraid a relative, my relative in the U.S. all kind of problem with the extremists.
Right.
So that's why even one, Duncan Van, he was shot, almost killed. The one who, you asked the name there.
Right. Yeah. Tran Van, yeah.
Yeah. Duncan Van.
Tran Khan Van, right.
Yeah. So, I didn't want you to write anything
right
about me because of that. But because I was tricked by a friend of mine who insisted on that. So I gave up. You know, I have a very bad heart. I do not have a tough heart. Too sentimental. That's the problem with me. That's why I asked you when I mentioned to you many stories about the CIA, etc. I should not explain to you about that, like the Mr. Harper, etc. You should not use the name, and then just say that one of them contact me, but I refuse to do it.
Right. That's what I will do, yeah.
Even David?
Hudson.
Someone mentioned that. Everybody knows about him. But those who work for the CIA, they don't want me to mention that. That's their profession. Even though I know, unless you are officially mentioned, and it's secret station, etc., that's different.
Do you know Rufus Phillips told me that he did not know that David Hudson...
Oh.
Rufus Phillips said he doesn't think David Hudson was in the CIA. And I said, Rufus, I think you're wrong. And he said, no, he couldn't have been. So this is Rufus Phillips told me that.
Actually, well, for him, when he came back with the study center program, he gave the job with under Comey. He gave the job to David Hudson. He was private secretary of Landell.
So Rufus
when Landell came back in 65 to...
Rufus is protecting him, yes.
Yeah, you see, that's why I asked you.
Right.
The reason I gave the name. I have a lot of respect and I like that man. I've been my heart broken when he committed suicide.
Yeah.
I don't know the reason.
It was very lonely. I think it was very depressed.
So anyway, in the story you mentioned that, please correct the name, don't mention.
Right.
And you have to be very careful too, because these people, they consider me as a double agent, because they still follow me very closely, observe all the time. That's what John Kokov, they know that I make many mistakes. First big mistake is about the feeling. Why I did it? They have no advantage as a question of the heart.
Right.
Because they have family, their children like us. And I see when they pick him up, and after that they check his house, and his wife were expecting a baby. And that baby was born almost the same year as my first son, etc. So I could not, and he could go anytime. The CIA and intelligence service, English one, ready to go. But we go, he had courage to stay back in order to defend, to get his men out. So suddenly he came to see me with the advisor, Bob Shepard, but we could say in the last minute.
Yeah.
So, and unfortunately, I get in touch with the MC people, and then both agree, so that's why I said he's
right.
And his people, they came and looked for him. And he said, I'm ready to go. I lived out. They didn't ask me anything about it. So if you wrote about, and they might ask me a question, when the American proposed you to work for them at the Django and in the desert, why don't you report them? Well, I do not work for them. I have to report. If I report them, by chance that report lost, because they lost. I almost killed, you know.
Yeah.
I was many sorry because that. Even the one I sent you, Vietnamese American troops moved across the border to Cambodia. See it? I saw it in the they put in the
capture document. Yeah.
Yeah, in the capture document. By chance, if they feel that I will finish, I don't report it. I said, if you don't report it, if you report it, we know how to take measure, you know, against this kind of activity of the CIA. But I'm not a man who works for CIA. I'm not a strategic intelligence officer. So I work like in the press. My cover is not cover. My profession is the press man. So I have to observe ethically the ethics of the press. I don't want to be involved in that, but you should have connection and not exchange your opinion, etc. That's all.
But in the, I understand that, but in
now
the book.
Now, right after that, after the false alarm between us, and the chief of the intelligence sent letter to the security to follow me very closely. Because they wonder, all intelligence people or security workers in the enemy control area, sooner or later to be captured or to escape into the jungle or go back to North Vietnam. But why this guy, he survived over 20 years under the French and then now. He should be protected by the French too and also by the CIA.
Right.
So they make investigation about that all the time.
But they could never find it.
That's why when they sent me to the North Vietnam for re-education, but they call it to, because I did not know about the communists, how they,
right.
The system. So, and I learned many words in Vietnamese that I did not know. I used to read regulation in English or French, most in English because capture document. But they never gave me the one in Vietnamese because it's secret.
So why did they make you a hero?
Because
they didn't have to. I mean,
no,
they made you a hero, but
they didn't know it yet.
Oh, they didn't
know what
yet.
I did over here.
But you had already saved Dr. Trien. Oh, wait, you had already saved. Yeah, they made you a hero in what year?
What?
What year were you made a hero? 1976, right?
I was supposed to be made a hero in 1968.
Right, but they couldn't do it because if you're a hero, you have to go to the jungle. I know that.
Right.
But they made you a hero in 76, but they already knew that you would save Dr. Tien's life.
Yeah, yeah.
So why did they make you a hero?
Because the decision was made before.
Okay.
Even they know that I really sent them. Some people agree about that. The leader of Afghanistan agreed on that.
That agreed that...
That I should do it. Because the war is over.
Right.
And then our policy, as well as our counter, when the war is over, is over. Don't try to... during the fight.
Yeah,
when
well,
a man fall down from the horse, you stop killing him.
Right. Well, in this book, and in the other books, that's they say, you know, they...
Many other people said,
Right.
Not the leader. But under that, the follower, that's different. They're different mentality. Most of them are peasants. That's the problem.
I'm having dinner with her tonight. Tonight, I have dinner with her and Miss Lan. They want to have dinner with me tonight. And then tomorrow, she wants to talk to me. But. I not tell them too much about my book because I want my book needs to be my book, not their book, you know.
Yeah.
So I wait to see what they want. But I have dinner tonight with Miss Hai and Miss Lan, and my student will be.
They want to know what I did over here.
They want to know.
how I work.
Right.
But why the foreigner know, but why the Vietnamese don't know? Because I don't ever work for the Vietnamese, how can they know? I do not work for Vietnamese paper either.
Right.
So, and then, so they know me because of that. And so I was with the American all the time, and the French. And so, but the Vietnamese, they don't come here to take care of me, and no handler, etc. So I buy a lonely wolf, so I can make any decision. And they don't know, even they don't know the special force, etc.
Right. Well,
so that is the problem. Now they interview many leaders there, or me. They said, they didn't know. Even Boeing Jack, they didn't know me either.
But, you know, I tell you the difference between, I don't...
Yeah, I refuse to. He worked for security during the war. I know about that. But I make believe I don't know him.
Which guy?
Bhutan? No, oh. not a Vietnamese. A writer under the American control.
Okay.
But he worked for the other side. And they want him to write about my biography. Like Nga, like the other hero, etc. And I refused to let him write. Because to let him write, I have to tell a story. But I refused to do it. Only when they were forced to do it with under the form of fiction, so novel. That's why Nguyen Khai, he was ordered by the political department to write a story about me in order like a they followed the Soviet system of writing intelligence as a kind of new system of humanism and literature, etc., philosophy.
Right, but that book by Nguyen Khai.
That's why he had to do it.
Before Des Moines or anything, he did it. He did that book. Really, he wrote that book as fiction. Now. You are one of the characters. Who are the other two? Who is the priest? Who is the priest?
The priest in here. One of the priests is in here.
What is the name? But no, for example, you were one of the characters.
That's right.
And then there were two others. There's a woman.
Woman is she's a member of the central committee.
What's her real name? Are you allowed to tell me?
Lien, L-I-E-N.
L-I-E-N?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a member of the Congress. Only two persons at the district level were elected as a member of the Central Committee. Nia from Đồng Nai,
yeah.
And the other one is from Hà Tĩnh.
And the priest,
priest.
What is his name in real life? Okay.
Yeah. He's still here.
He's still here too?
Oh yeah, he worked very hard as a backing and he worked like a worker. And his Catholic church is very poor, made out of water, etc.
Well, tomorrow...
And then a plantation owner, the Vietnamese, actually, he worked for a plantation.
But I've been reading that book, and you told me the story already of the British, of the Australian, you told me the story of the Australian, the guy who, the plantation owner who married the Egyptian, the pretty Egyptian woman. You had told me that story already when you told me when you were being recruited by the CIA to become a plantation owner.
That's right.
You had already told me that they had tried this many...
The Highland.
Right.
Australian.
Right.
And he was captured too.
But it's all in that book. It's all in the book by Nguyen Khai.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, Bob Shepard saved Highland life by making a deal with Bruchette.
With Bruchette, yes,
yeah,
right.
Bruchette would like to go to U.S. to for some kind of a lawsuit, etc., about his book, etc. And then the American refused to give him the visa. So Bob Shepard said, all right, Linda, if you can tell the communists to release my friend, Mr. Highland, the king of the Duck Feather, and I who run the Bangkok Dairy Farm.
Yeah.
And then I went tell the American embassy to give you the visa.
And that's
and he did it. And he went over to the police.
But yeah.
Shepard, he saved lots of lives, lots of people.
Right. But
tomorrow before I leave, I have about five questions from the book, that Wen Tai's book that you gave me, that I'm almost done from reading. I think one thing you said in there, he has many facts wrong. He says you went to school in San Diego, you lived in San Diego. Right, a couple of things, but there's one thing in there that I don't think...
That's not a real book, it's a novel.
Yeah, but it's a novel, but it's there's a lot of things. But it's not really fabrication because you identify Rufus Phillips working for Lansdale, and you...
Yeah, I didn't know about that. Yeah. He was one of the men working for Lansdale very openly.
Right, but in the book, he quotes you as saying one day Rufus Phillips told you something that was very important, and then you immediately reported it to the jungle, to your superiors.
So what?
In the book, I'll show it to you tomorrow.
No, you just tell us.
He writes that one day Rufus Phillips told you something, and it had strategic importance, and that you then immediately reported it to your superiors. Do you remember this? I don't think you, I don't think you'll be happy that with.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He may invent it.
He probably invented it. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe at that time. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I was right because I said the Rufus Phillips was head of the. He represent the American organization to work with Dr. Tuyen,
yes.
Representative of the Vietnamese. On top of it were two men. They call it Tru Ha Ngo Dinh Nhu. Tru Ha is the embassy second man over there. And then Ngo Dinh Nhu, the young brother of him,
yeah.
They try to put together the money because the Vietnamese did not have enough to execute that one. On this side were Dr. Tuyen. On the other side were Rufus Phillips. So everybody know about that. They call it Tru Ha Ngo Dinh Nhu Committee.
All right.
Yeah.
So I show it to you. So
that's why he lived in the same house that Mr. Marcus Hurst lived. And then with Barbara, he had the two children. He invited me and Bruno because we worked together. That time he was very young. He's 2 years younger than I. I remember the story now.
The only question I wanted to ask you that's important to me today is when Beverly Deep got the stories from Khan, the interviews with Khan in Dalat and then later in his house here, and she wrote the articles about them, you know, did you help her get those interviews?
No. It's by the British.
The British?
A friend, real friend.
So you had nothing to do with it. I thought maybe you helped her. Okay, all right, okay.
But a Vietnamese officer told me about this.
All right.
Those who worked for Khan told me the story that she arrived, Taylor, you know, looked down upon Khan. He promised to come to Dalat, and he didn't show up, you know, and Khan was very well dressed, waiting to see, because he had a fight with Taylor already. And then he didn't show up, and then at the balcony he saw some ladies. And then he rang outside, and he asked that this lady come and said, I want to come to see you, to view you. And then, what is her name? He said, she's a name maybe Anit, and then working for the newspaper. All right, when did she arrive? He said, just arrived from New York Air Base, from Saigon. He said, oh, you know, it was Taylor who was trying to fool him, you know. So he said, all right, I checked. She put on the civilian, and then she went at the guest room, and then she talked to her. And he, you know, secretly registered the whole conversation, and he threatened the embassy that in my life I never see the worst general like you, General Taylor, four-star general, because you told many other people when you were a general, when Khan was only a cadet. Actually, we were a cadet at the Lemon in 1946. And then, you are the worst because you come to Vietnam. Vietnam hasn't given you any medal at all, or appreciation or commendation. That means you are one of the worst American officers. One thing. Second thing, you are the worst diplomat, chief of the delegation, and you want to see the chief of the country without going through the foreign department. And then you just give a telephone call that way, is it right? Address your conversation. If you don't want to apologize, I would like to publish it. If you want to, I will publish it. Maybe you got the whole thing. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
But she should, before she wrote the story, she should talk to the embassy people. She made mistake by not doing that.
Right, you referred to.
That's why she went out, boycott, not to allow to attend any, I call it, off-record conference. But she got from other people, she should continue to write. That's why they all hate her very much.
And that's also why General Khan, I know after the coup, he and his wife were here in their house. They were decorating it and they invited her to come for another interview.
What?
Then there was the second time after the coup where they invited Beverly to come to their home. After the coup, he lived where? Somewhere in Saigon, right? Along the...
Khan,
by the waterfront.
Yeah, that time
I have the article.
After the coup, or
after the coup.
Coup 64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it right here, I think.
No, he was part of it after the coup, did it? No, maybe Vietnamese are no Vietnamese here. Because she's so nice. Almost all the Vietnamese officers come to see her and to help her if she needs it.
The Beverly Deep story is January 8th, 1965. And she writes that Khan invited her to his house. This is after the coup, after the coup. This is the house that he lived in on the waterfront, she describes it. And
he's there for the prime minister.
And then she wrote an article about going to visit him, that when she got there, Khan and his wife were decorating the house. And he said, oh, good to see you, let's have a seat. And that she wrote down that she was no longer being invited to briefings. She referred in the article to the fact that some of the generals were, quote, nuts, you know? General Taylor responded by saying that, how would she know what was said in the briefing? She's no longer allowed to go to the briefings, but she had gotten the information from everybody, else, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
Tomorrow I find the question. I don't have the book with me because I left it at home in my hotel.
Many things they jazzed up.
Yeah.
In Venice.
So this is what David Halberstam told me. I don't need to quote it, but Halberstam said, Beverly Deep was a product of Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right. She comes from a very poor area. No
electricity there
at that time.
He did not like her. This is what he said. He said, she saw things only in black and white, just like people from Nebraska. This is David Paul.
Yeah, she's traditional, very traditional. But the Vietnamese had a lot of respect for her because of her way of dressing.
Right. And then she says I thought Phan Xuan was professional. He did a good job. He never ever planted a story. He listened and he helped all of us reporters. He listened and he helped all of us reporters. That's what Paul Verstappen said about you.
Yeah, that's true. That's correct. I had to do it.
Right.
Particularly the young one who just arrived. How can I compete with the old people? So I had to have that.
Right. And then he says...
like Gary Potter, for instance.
In order to, this is Halberstam, this is my interview with Halberstam.
We were good friends.
Yeah, oh no, he told me
that. We know each other and we used to Bariera Foundation.
He said, I hope in your book, he's talking to me, I hope in your book, you will say that An did what he did because he was a nationalist, a patriot.
That's right.
And this is not too hard to understand.
not very hard to understand. And he was very good at what he did. He was probably just as good a reporter as he was a spy. He was probably just as good a reporter as he was a spy. That's what Holmes said. Okay.
No, he know I would know. I didn't know that's why he bought the book.
Right.
He,
I know. I
understand that. And he explained to me about Cadre Bay. I don't know much about Cadre Bay either.
And
another story too. When he won the Pulitzer Prize, he shares the money.
Well, yes, I know. And you gave
$100.
It's in my book. Right. You returned it to the guy. The guy who wrote the book on John Foster Dulles. Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
And
yeah.
And I said, all right, he buys some gift for his new when he went wife.
Right.
Polish.
Yeah. The one he divorced. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember.
And he came back in '65. He didn't stop, and he didn't stop to see me, and then we really.
I'm still looking for actually I should add, I'm still looking for a title for the book, you know, my book, my I'm not sure yet of a title. Because you had two careers, you were a journalist and you were...
You better read the set again. Not
read what?
The book given to me by Mr. Shen, by Oberstein.
Yes.
Leslie Set.
Oh yeah, I have it in here on the spy. Yeah.
Yeah.
About cover. Yeah.
Cover. Very important. You should have a profession, a real profession.
Here, I'll tell you what I said.
At that time, when I went to U.S., I would like to learn economics. Our political science. Unfortunately, I was not given the scholarship. So journalism is the third choice. But many enemies like that. But I don't like that the profession either.
To read you this.
According to conscience, rather than to take the order from the superior.
Right.
Or in the lonely book or something like that, if you want to. You mean there's no network at all?
Where do I have it? Well, I can't find it now. But, let me find this and then I'll go. Oh, here it is. Two things.
The opinion of Prime Minister Wing of Tao under him.
So if Lansdale had come back here, he could have gotten a new...
Go away. Yeah, he listened because Mr. Wing of Tao told Bob Shepland, why don't you people send back the man that you trust, like a Lansdale?
Right.
And you send all kind of other people, like a known thing, etc. No, he doesn't trust anyone but Lansdale only. And they'll save his life first, make him the hero, chief of this one.
Right.
And that's why I said that if, and then surely with the help of Japanese, he already agreed to send his wife and children out. You see it?
Yes.
Organized by the, you know what?
Who?
Dai Nang Kosi. That's a very important company during World War II. That's a front for the Kampetai. And Kampetai run, control the family of Madame Yu, Tran Van Chương and his wife, etc. So, Gomez, after the war, cooperate with the American.
Okay.
See it? Because the emperor, after the bombing, or the atomic bomb, he said, oh, anyone who want to be loyal to the emperor could carry the harakiri. But one organization, I want them not to do it. That's the Kampetai and the intention for future of the country. So he cooperated with General Wallowey or something like that, the general who followed Max George MacArthur. And then he mentioned about his organization in Vietnam. So he could, you know, persuade Mr. Diem and Mr. Nhu to go. The proof is that he already got through the Japanese to get his wife and children out already. See the point there?
Yes, I do. I will
tell Rufus.
I will tell. I'll give Rufus the tape. Okay.